The governor, in his letter, says the package being negotiated is the most important piece of federal legislation he's had to deal with in his 9 years as governor. He spoke to reporters in a conference call.
This bill, it will basically determine the state budget.
The governor says the state faces a $14 billion deficit in the current fiscal year and $16 billion next year. And without federal funds, he'll have to slash schools, hospitals, and local government aid by 20%. The MTA has a $12 billion deficit, and Cuomo says subway and other fares might have to be raised if there's no relief. He says the Port Authority's $3 billion gap jeopardizes renovation projects at JFK and LaGuardia airports. When New York City's deficit is factored in, the governor says the total gap rises to $50 billion. Democrats in Congress favor helping the states, as well as many cities, but Republicans do not. Cuomo says he's asking the state's congressional members not to agree to a final package that does not offer enough for New York.
Don't vote for a bill that's not fair to New York. That's the bottom line here.
110 state senators and assembly members have signed their own letter. It advocates for imposing higher taxes on New York's wealthy before implementing any state budget cuts. Cuomo was asked during the conference call about the lawmakers' proposal to increase taxes on the state's 118 billionaires. He says it would still not bring in enough money to cover all of the debt.
You have 100 billionaires. You need $50 billion, just rough math. You would have to tax every billionaire $500 million more to make it up.
Advocates for higher taxes on the wealthy say the governor is misrepresenting their proposals. Michael Kink with the Strong Economy for All Coalition says the proposal includes adding slightly higher tax brackets for billionaires. That could bring in $5.5 billion. But he says an additional $13 billion per year could be raised simply by reinstating an existing tax known as the stock transfer tax.
New York used to have a sales tax on stock trades, the way we have sales taxes on a cup of coffee or a bag of groceries, and that is rebated now.
Kink says no new tax would need to be created. The rebate would just end. He says in every other economic downturn, going back to the Great Depression, New York's governors have raised taxes on the wealthy.
And it's worked. We brought in money for the state, and we've been able to avoid the kind of harsh cuts that really hurt regular people.
Cuomo counters that the pandemic is different. He says wealthy business leaders are working from their homes in the Hamptons, upstate, or even out of state. He says he's trying to convince them to come back to New York, and he says the prospect of higher taxes will make that move even less appealing. His budget director, Robert Mujica, agrees. Mujica says New York already has the second highest taxes on the wealthy in the nation.
The only alternative we have is really for the federal government to provide the assistance, because there's not a way to tax your way out of this problem.
State legislative leaders are more open to the idea of raising taxes on the rich than is the governor. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said for months that he favors first looking to raising revenue from the state's ultra-wealthy before cutting aid to schools and hospitals. And for the first time Wednesday, the leader of the New York State Senate said definitively that she would support raising taxes on wealthier New Yorkers. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said in a statement that this crisis calls for multimillionaires and billionaires to help our state shoulder this extraordinary burden. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.